USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump concludes his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Singapore, the two men signing a joint declaration. President Trump says at a news briefing later,
Chairman Kim and I just signed a joint statement in which he reaffirmed his unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization.
Trump then sat down for a one-on-one with Fox News host Sean Hannity, telling him,
We get along better than I would have assumed right from the beginning. We got a lot more done today than I ever thought possible. And I think he's going back to get this done. He wants to get it done.
Fox says that interview in its entirety will run on tonight's edition of Hannity. Today, a judge is to announce whether or not AT&T is allowed to buy Time Warner. Last year, the Justice Department took the rare move of suing to block the deal, even though the two companies involved don't directly compete with each other. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Net neutrality officially ending on Monday. The Obama-era regulations preventing ISPs from slowing down content or charging more for delivery of certain content. The FCC voting to repeal the new rules, that all kicked in on Monday. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling in a case regarding voter registration. We get details from USA Radio's Chris
Barnes.
The
High Court says states can purge inactive voters from the rolls. The ruling comes in an Ohio case involving the removal of people from voter rolls after they didn't cast ballots in elections for 2 years and for not returning warning notices about it. The High Court's conservative majority prevailing in the 5-4 ruling, Ohio has purged thousands of people from its voting rolls in recent years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And IHOP becoming IHOB. They announced on Monday some of the restaurants are going to become IHOB, the B standing for burgers. It's not a permanent change, but the goal to promote their new line of hamburgers, most of the chain restaurants sticking with IHOP. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. House begins voting today on dozens of bills aimed at fighting the nation's growing opioid epidemic. Many of the bills have support from Democrats as well as Republicans. Legislation including 57 measures developed from hearings before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. The bills include proposals for keeping illegal drugs out of the U.S. and changing how opioids are distributed. People in five states voting in primary elections today. Polls will be open in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina. Maine will debut its new ranked choice voting system. Voters will rank candidates in individual races from first to last. A complex system of tabulating, elimination, and retabulating determines the winner. Supporters say ranked choice voting is designed to curb political tribalism. Critics say the system goes against the state's constitution, though, which they say says the candidate with the most votes wins. The Southern Baptist Convention is kicking out a Georgia church over allegations of racism. The convention voting yesterday to expel Raleigh White Baptist Church in Albany because of charges that it discriminated against a black church that was sharing its building. The church was sharing space with New Seasons Church for months. Things went well at first, but later Raleigh White scheduled its homecoming during New Seasons worship time, and the argument began.